This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We found ourselves in Thursday, August 18th land. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, putting our best voice and brain forward to figure out what's going on in the world today. Conversation for you. You can follow all of the Twitter conversation at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. What the heck is going on with the Brazilian authorities? A judge ordered American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fagan not to leave the country after that robbery, or alleged robbery, took place over the weekend. There are two who were with Lochte. Jeff Ostrow says he's a lawyer representing Lochte, and a spokesperson for the Olympic Committee, confirming that Gunnar Benz and Jack Conger were taken off the plane late yesterday by Brazilian authorities. Chief of the tourist police said the pair had passports temporarily confiscated by a court order. Lochte already returned to the U.S., and there's not too much there. There's another focus on this guy Fagan. Where he is, nobody seems to know, as we hear in this report.
A Brazilian judge has ordered American swimmers Ryan Lochte and James Fagan to not leave the country. But that could be a problem, since Lochte's already back in the U.S. As of Wednesday morning, it was unclear if Fagan had also returned home. The news, which broke Wednesday, comes after Lochte, Fagan, and two other American swimmers said they were robbed at gunpoint in Rio de Janeiro early Sunday. USA Today reports court documents show inconsistencies in the two men's stories. According to CNN, and the judge issued a search and seizure warrant to get the swimmers' passports. A spokesperson with the U.S. Olympic Committee told the outlet law enforcement didn't try to detain anyone at the Olympic Village on Wednesday, but he did say police had more questions. Wednesday was a busy day for law enforcement in Rio. Officers also arrested the head of the European Olympic Committees after he was accused of being involved in a ticket scalping scheme.
What a mess.
This is more, and now we're back to thinking. Remember when I said, let's not get involved and put our energy into all this negative stuff that's coming out of Brazil. Let's get focused on the American team, supporting the American team, understanding how much they work to get themselves down there. And now you come back to wondering what the real story is here. Is this a way for them to save face, the Brazilians? No arrests have been made. The judge, said Lochte and Fagan gave contradictory accounts of the robbery, according to the court. They also said the robbery took place on the way home from a club, which they left at 4 a.m., but security video showed them leaving at different times. So, Lochte told Matt Lauer that he was already back in the U.S. Nobody told him he ought to stay in Brazil. I don't blame him. I wouldn't stay and I wouldn't go back. Would you? He said, this is not what happened. Whatever they say, he's pretty strongly said, that's not what happened. I wouldn't go back. And then you wonder where supposedly Fagan is still there. But where is he? And now these two guys are sitting in jail, Benz and Conger. State Department involved in this. U.S. government aware of the situation? Only because they've seen media reports. That doesn't mean that they've actually been there. They can offer consular assistance. What a horrible way to throw themselves in terms of throw themselves at the problem and create another problem. Billy Bush interviewed Lochte said he had the gun, he said the gun was put to his head. Then he said in the telephone conversation the gun was pointed in his direction, but that the weapon was cocked. So, all right. Is this more important than the Olympics? No. But will the news media report it more than what happened yesterday as a result of all the work that the Americans have done and all the people elsewhere? It was quite a day for the runners, Kara. It looked like a lot of...
Well, I know that there was at least one race where the
Jamaicans
women...
beat the Americans.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that happened. There was also a race where the women from the USA got first, second, and third.
Wow.
Which is very cool.
In one of the events, one of the track events?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
100-meter hurdles.
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Brianna Rollins, Nina Ali, and Christy Castine. Castman. Is that her name, Castlin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. See the fine print here. So, excuse me. Rollins gets the gold, Ali gets the silver, and Castlin gets the bronze. Good for them. Good, good, good. All right, so let's see here. Another headache for the Olympians and the organizers. Athletes being robbed, pools turning green. Think about the things we've talked about, nothing to do with the games. One of the things the Olympic folks are saying now is that there is no, the list of volunteers seems to be drying up. Before the games kicked off, officials selected 50,000 volunteers to do all kinds of things, directing the fans around, driving officials around, that kind of stuff. But a spokesperson said yesterday only one out of every five volunteers actually showed up. An Olympic official told somebody else that overall volunteer attendance is up to 70%. So there's a volunteer waiting list, supposedly. That doesn't seem to be helping very much. So I guess my question would be, why aren't the volunteers showing up? Some say they quit because they were overworked, underappreciated, and barely fed. Huh? That'd be a reason for telling them to stuff it, wouldn't it? There's one of the volunteers who said traveled 2 hours every morning to get to the post. One of the things that comes to me when I look at stuff like this, especially with people that are Kara's age, there's a difference. My interpretation of being overworked and people Kara's age, not Kara, because she is a hard worker, and I don't say that to be patronizing. She is. I know she is. But there are plenty of people who are that age that seem not to be too interested. Okay, I got an eight-hour-a-day job. That's it. I don't want to work any more than that. So I'm not sure I'm buying it. I'm not buying into the fact that they were overworked, although they...
I think there's a difference in working hard at an eight-hour job that you're getting paid for and at least an eight-hour job that you're not...
Well, then don't volunteer. They knew what they were they knew what they were signing up for. Then don't volunteer.
Yeah, I'm not totally convinced that they knew what they were signing up for or that they weren't overworked.
You know? That may be.
And especially if you're not fed. I don't know. Just with the
way
that... I want to
be full.
With the way that everything else is going, I'm not totally convinced that they were...
Okay, that's a point. Yeah. I'm not either. The whole thing's we have been successful until today, since before the Olympics began. We haven't been really too distracted. The events have not been overshadowed, the actual events in terms of the competition. There are a couple of stories that floated around because of the bad broadcasting done by NBC. I think there was that, and then the distraction of this so-called robbery. But that didn't overpower. I don't see anything that is over. Today I feel like I'm being overpowered, or at least that the news about things that have nothing to do with the games are being held in almost equal balance to all those people who run, won yesterday in track and field, the men, the women. So that's what I find distressing. A little more from the Olympics and our 2020 news quiz question coming up here.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back to school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
All right, it's Thursday. 2020 News Quiz could come up in a moment or two. I just was thinking to myself about some of the best moments so far of the Olympics. Usain Bolt, wouldn't you say what went on with him was pretty cool? And Simone Biles, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about what these people have accomplished on their own. The Omar McLeod.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it because it was on late last night, but the women's beach volleyball team, Kerry Walsh, they got a bronze this year, but in the last three Olympics, she's gotten a gold medal. So to medal four Olympics in a row, I mean, obviously we've seen Michael Phelps do that, but it's very cool.
Yeah, and some of the diving, didn't diving start last night? I was thinking of you, and I just sort of flipped through that because...
No, diving's been on.
Has it?
Yeah, it was on with a lot of swimming. That's why there was all of that hubba-baloo, or whatever that word is about...
Hubba-bubba.
Hubba-bubba. About the pool being green.
All right, okay. All right, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question, which you can answer by dialing 888-302-3683. What is it? 84? I forget the number half the time. 3088-302-3684. That's it. The book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. A lot of great, enlightening essays from Maria Trilogy. If you answer this question, there's a report out today that suggests the number of a certain type of inmate in our jails has increased 14-fold in the last several years. What sort of inmate are we talking about? 888-302-3684. The number of this category of inmate in jails has increased rapidly in the last couple of years. The fastest growing correctional population in the country is 888-302-3684. What are we talking about here? 888-302-DOUG. 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's music time for this hour of the Good Day program, starting with Britney Spears. On August the 28th, MTV has their Video Music Awards. Britney is headed back to the place where she really got started, right? Didn't she get started on MTV?
Yes.
Going back, first time she's been on stage for the Video Music Awards for 10 years. This is a song called Clumsy. At what stage in her career did this song become popular?
This is new.
It's a brand new song.
She has a new album coming out, actually. Yeah, her new album drops, I think, next. She'll do well. A little tease. It'll be featured in New Music Monday.
Hey, next week. All right, so Britney on stage with her Make Me Partner in Crime rapper G-Eazy. They're going to be performing their single from upcoming studio album called Glory. That's what the album's called. This song's called Make Me. Is this clean?
Yes, it is.
Does she do stuff? She doesn't do any of that stuff anymore, does she?
Well, this song is technically not clean, but this one is. This version.
You have a clean version of it?
Yes.
A cleaned up Good Day version for mom and pop and all the little...
And the FCC.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, who else is on the list? This is August 28th, so it's only, when is that? It's a week from next Sunday.
Yeah.
So, who else is going to be in this
They've
show?
They've kept this pretty under wraps, so either they are scrambling to book people or they have a big announcement. I'm not sure. The only thing they've talked about so far is Rihanna will receive the 2016 Video Vanguard Award.
That's because they want to get a crowd to watch, right? Because
didn't Justin Timberlake win it last year?
I remember him winning an award for something last year.
Somebody, or maybe it was Taylor Swift, won the Video Vanguard Award last year.
By the way, aside, Taylor Swift gave $1 million to the relief efforts of the people in Louisiana. That's great, except I wish I didn't know about it. The problem is that a lot of these celebrities...
She needs some good PR these days.
Yeah. They like you to know about it, don't you?
Yeah. All right, so voting open now for the Best New Artist Award stays open through the VMA pre-show, which will be at 8 o'clock on the 28th, and then the show itself starts at 9 o'clock on August 28th. All right, so there's Britney Spears. You'll see all the usual suspects there, I would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. MTV still has a lot of cachet in terms of getting good performers, even though they don't play videos.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Stephanie Germanotta. We got some music from her. Hey, Stephanie, nice job. And Stephanie, with her father, are releasing a new cookbook. It's called, they have a restaurant apparently, right? In
it's right down the street from me, and I have yet to go.
Really?
Well, I've been, I walk by it all the time. It's like a family style, real homemade Italian type recipe. Yeah. You know,
they serve meat off of her dress still?
Yeah, they carve it right off the dress.
Her real name is Stephanie Germanotta. You know her as Lady Gaga. Thus the reference to the meat dress. Thank you, Stephanie. Yes, thank you. Who's your name? That's Jennifer. Okay.
What's your name?
Nice to meet you.
I tell you, this new cookbook is called Joanne Trattoria Cookbook, Classic Recipes and Scenes from an Italian-American Restaurant. It's like a lot of family-style recipes. I love Italian food. Jennifer knows because we've been out to dinner enough. I really do enjoy a good... And there's, by the way, there's very little of it. You don't go to Olive Garden to eat a good Italian meal.
No, that's microwave. That's
you go, right. You go to a joint like this to get a good Italian meal. Some of the little places, the north end of Boston, for example, yum. Oh, my God, is that stuff great. It's very fattening, but it is fabuloso. Anyway, cookbook is going to be released November 22nd, just in time for Christmas. 28 past the hour. If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in and get 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon required. Valid 8/17 to 8/23. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period May 10 to 9/5.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world. OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Benefit the question that we have on the boards, 2020 News Quick question. I ask it about 20 after the hour, and we ought to get to the answer to 20 before the next hour. So here's the study. There's a certain type of inmate. The numbers of these inmates has increased 14-fold in the last 40 years of records, according to the Justice and Safety Department. This category of prisoner, fastest-growing correctional population in the country. Who are these people? What category of people or personhood are we talking about? What sort of inmate are we focused on here? 888-302-3684. I think this is one of those trust your gut questions, if you know what I mean. What instinctively, when you hear the question, the first thing you think of is bang. not bang, but what is the first thing you think of? That's what I'm learning, how to better trust my gut. I'm actually taking courses in my instinct. And when you trust your instinct, I think you find life is a lot better, a lot easier. So go with the flow, in a sense. What category of prisoner has increased markedly over the last few years? 888-302-3684. Okay? You're going to figure it out. I know you are. Meanwhile, there is another report. New York City, this is a pretty unusual approach. In order to find their daughter's killer, Karina Vetrano's family offering a reward if the killer turns himself in. Her father, Phil Vetrano, held an impromptu press conference yesterday where he announced the reward, told the killer if he turns himself in, the money would go to the person of his choosing. That is pretty unusual, isn't it? Here's that story. Listen to this.
Turn yourself in. I will make sure that reward money goes to the person of your choice, your sister, your brother, your mother. It's a life-changing. You will be caught, so take advantage of that.
The parents of a 30-year-old woman who was killed while jogging in Queens earlier this month are offering reward money to her attacker's family if he turns himself in. Karina Vetrano's body was found 2 weeks ago in a park. Authorities say she was likely sexually assaulted before being strangled. A GoFundMe page has raised more than $250,000 in addition to the reward money being offered by authorities for information leading to an arrest.
My daughter was a big believer of karma, and as you could see, she's magical. The whole world knows she's magical, and I guarantee you, you will pay.
Since her death, Karina Vetrano's parents have worked hard to keep their daughter's case in the spotlight. On Wednesday, they organized a memorial walk through the park where she was killed. More than 1,000 people were in attendance.
But parents and groups of interested people do wonderful things in the name of those they love. I call your attention to something that I have mentioned on the air three or four times in the past week. I told a story about a youngster that I met at a family party a couple of weeks ago named John Jardin. A wonderful kid, 21 years old, ready to go back to his senior year in college. And he was killed in an accident going off the highway, I think it was just about a week ago. And as a result of his dying, this is a popular kid, but a smart kid and a good kid. At the mention of his passing, there was a fund set up on GoFundMe, not to pay the expenses of burial, but to have in his name, a scholarship fund set up. And this was for kids who went to his high school, a college fund. But then they also used the money his high school is going to get some of the money to set up a studio facility in his name, which is very cool. But the numbers of people, the first day it was 8,000 or 10,000, the second day it was, twice that, 60,000, close to $100,000 now coming from the family and friends of this young kid who died tragically. And then you ask yourself also, why? Why would a promising, bright, this is a solid, good kid. This is not one of those kids that say, oh, yeah, he seemed like such a nice kid, and he wasn't really. This was a wonderful kid. And so the fact that he died the way he did, tragic accident, it's befuddling. But you see the goodness in people when you see all of the money that's come from families and friends of the family, that kind of stuff. People that knew him in school, people that knew the parents in their work. You're not going to bring the kid back, but there's a nice tribute, there's a nice business that goes into the ethos that promotes more good feeling about someone who can no longer do the work that he was doing. So I think that sort of thing is worth mentioning. And so you hope the right thing is done under the circumstance with the person, this family, the person in New York. All right, here we go with a conversation from Brenda's point of view. Brenda's in Hannibal, Missouri. Welcome to Good Day, Brenda. How are you doing? Do we have Brenda? Where is Brenda? Hello, Brenda. This is Dougie. Kara, do we have Brenda? Or do we not
well,
have Brenda?
Well, she's there, but whether she answers or not.
Yoo-hoo, Brenda! Yoo-hoo! Huh. Well, that's too bad, because I wanted to get... We're beyond 20. I'm going to try it on the other side. Brenda, can you hear me? No, it's not too professional when I keep saying, Brenda, are you there? I kind of want to get this done anyway, because we're beyond the 20 minutes before the hour mark, and if I keep talking about this, we're not going to be able to get to a couple of more stories. So, this report that we're talking about, having to do with the number of women in jails increasing 14-fold, this is pretty alarming stuff. Here's an account from those who are involved in justice and safety.
The number of women in local jails has grown to 14 times what it was four decades ago. According to a report released Wednesday by the Vera Institute of Justice and the Safety and Justice Challenge, women in jail are the fastest growing correctional population in the country. The report indicates close to 110,000 women are currently being held in local jails, compared to just 8,000 in the 1970s. The report also says the number of women in jails accounts for half of all women serving time in both local jails and prisons in the United States. So why the increase? The report points to a number of reasons, including the implementation of so-called broken windows policing, which is the practice of cracking down on less serious crimes as a way to hopefully prevent more serious offenses. The report says the policy has led to further widening of the justice system's net. Currently, about 82% of women serving jail time are doing so for nonviolent crimes, ranging from property offenses to drug violations. 64% of the females serving jail time are women of color. Close to 80% of women behind bars are mothers, many of whom are single parents.
Okay, so in my mind, this indicates a sick society. The number of women in jails increasing on the surface seems alarming. But when you dig down into it to see who it is that's in jail, the incarceration of mothers, that you might say, well, what difference does it make if they do crimes? But what kind of crimes are they doing? The crimes that are not an offense to anybody? What are those people in jail? I don't care whether they're men or women. What are they doing in jail? Those people shouldn't be in jail. They should do community service, maybe pay a fine, and keep at what it takes to be a contributor to society. They sure as hell are not going to contribute to society in jail.
Well, yeah, and especially I think of these situations that, you know, if you've committed a crime that isn't violent and isn't hurting anyone and you do community service, you might come out of it better. And
right.
So, especially if you have children.
We have such an
unenlightened
system.
But, yeah, then you put them in jail. They're there, you know, for however long. What if they're there for a couple years? Their kids are in a super unstable environment because their parents aren't around. So what are they learning? And then they get out of jail and they're no better off.
This is a sickness of our society. Single motherhood is a sickness of our society. The fact that there are so many black women in jail is a sickness of our society. The system is not fair or just. And in this way, I have no respect for it. In this way, I have no respect for the system. There's no reason why people shouldn't be able to figure out, are all the women in jail not supposed to be there? No, there are a lot of women. As things change, we talk about the value of women, womanhood. Women are tougher and stronger and lots of different ways and capable of doing a lot of things. When you focus more on getting equality and getting women into all sorts of things that men have been the bastion of men's order, and then things are going to happen and change. Like turning it around, more women are dying of heart attacks now because more women in the workplace, more women in all of these things. You focus on women, they're not going to be exclusive and not everything's going to be a-okay or going to be better, but still I see this situation as something that's a real black eye on our society. 45 past the hour, Doug Steffen here.
Pioneer Premier Growing Point Agronomy Trials and Information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Information Manager Mark Jeske to discuss corn row width.
So there's a lot of attention around corn row width. And for all the talk and attention that it gets, it's one practice that when you consider the diversity of corn production across North America, that there's a surprising amount of consistency to it. We see currently over 85% of growers are in a 30-inch row system. That's by far the standard. So the most interesting question around this issue, I think, is whether or not we'll see a transition to a narrower system. You know, numerous people in the industry that think that that's inevitable. And really the main driver that is cited for this is the increase in plant density, and that's been the main driver in yield gains that we've seen in corn over the years, has been packing in more plants per acre, producing more ears per acre.
How many trials were conducted in your area this year?
Well, Pioneer has been involved in corn row spacing research for decades, I mean, dating clear back to the 60s. So we've conducted quite a bit of research over the recent years, and really looking at that population question as we move to higher densities, does that narrow row system provide some advantage? And we haven't really seen that outside of the far northern corn belt. We had a study we did in conjunction with University of Minnesota that did show a higher optimum density for yield in narrow rows compared to 30-inch rows. We have not seen that in the central corn belt. But as far as the question of whether or not we see a transition to a narrower row system in the future, really the evidence that we've compiled based on Pioneer research and university research doesn't point to that being likely anytime soon. I mean, it's certainly possible down the road sometime, but for a grower in a 30-inch row system that's, you know, thinking I'm going to have to invest in a lot of machinery to maintain my yield gains, that's probably not a lot to worry about right now. Growers can consult with their Pioneer sales professional, their agronomist. Folks will have a good familiarity with local conditions, local practices, and help them select products that are really the right products for their operations.
Thanks, Mark. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Cold friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's Friends and Family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, so we were in the numbers department a few minutes ago talking about the number of women in jail. Emergency services in West Virginia responding to more than two dozen overdoses in a five-hour period this week. This started on Monday. 27 people overdosed within 5 hours in Huntington, which is on the Ohio River. Outlets, news outlets reporting 26 had overdosed in this period. All of them survived. The police say blood work on the 27th victim was originally reported as a medical call. A lot of drugs. This is really very interesting. The victims all located within a mile of each other. Medical services say that naloxone, which is a drug that reverses an opioid overdose, was administered 12 times, three of them on one person. So the opiate, the heroin, which is so readily available now, someone must have gotten a hold of. There were five or six overdoses in 1 hour, matter of fact. West Virginia has the highest rate of overdoses deaths in the nation, which is kind of weird, 10 for the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I had a dream last night, Warren. Yeah, Warren Eckstein for the Pet Show is here with us on a good day to talk about pets, how to handle your pets, what's going on in the world of our friends in the animal kingdom. One of those really horrible cats, I don't know what they call them, they're like ferrets, but they're cats, somehow came down the chimney in my house and attacked me in my sleep. It was hard. It's really, these are...
Didn't you have like a weird animal like that in your house in California? Didn't something come into the house recently because you left your doors and windows open?
Yeah. I don't know. It was that kind of a cat, but it was the... It was
so you said it was some weird-looking thing that...
Yeah.
Like a civet.
Yeah. What are they called?
A civet?
No. It's something else. Not a civet, but...
But you deserve it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you do. All the negative things you say about cats all the time.
No, I take that back. I've changed my whole routine about cats now.
Oh, that's good.
I love cats.
I don't know that you've fully been rebuilt.
Well, better than I used to be, anyway. So what's going on with the animals? A lot of focus on the situation in Louisiana with all the flooding and the dogs and cats and pets in general. How are they being taken care of?
It's just devastating. I mean, there's just so many animals loose. In fact, I just recently, you know, my Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund tries to help organizations that are really small. Here's an email that I recently got. This is amazing. Here's the devastating info that I received. This is from a group in Louisiana. The shelter opened the kennels and had to release all of the dogs to avoid drowning with the quickly rising water. That means all of the dogs were let loose. The SPCA sent humane law enforcement officers to help, but they hit water 4 miles out, so there was nothing they can do. Now volunteers are coming together and trying to get these dogs back in and get them back at the shelter, but they had no option. It's interesting, Doug. Someone wrote to me, well, it's a shelter's fault. Weren't they prepared? The water came up so fast, so rapidly. It's a 100-year-old storm. No one had the opportunity to prepare. Hopefully the dogs will be reunited with at least a shelter and finally their homes.
So what, how can people give to help through Hugs and Kisses, your fund?
They can make a donation. It's a 501c3. It's all tax deductible. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. HugsandKissesAnimalFund.org. Let me just tell you something. I very rarely talk about it. The Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund was set up after my first wife passed away in 90. And the bottom line is there's no salaries. There's no expenses. I give them my office every single penny that comes and goes out. In fact, our logo, Doug, is to be the poorest humane society in the world based on the fact that if there's money in the bank, then I'm not saving every animal I can.
Yeah. All right. It's hugsandkisses.org. Hugs and Kisses Fund.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org.
Hugsandkissesanimalfund.org. Can we, Victoria, post
we're
that?
Yep, I'm on it. Yep.
Put it on Twitter and Facebook. Hugs and Kisses Fund. What is it? Your
Animal Fund.
Animal Fund. What's that with me? Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund.org. In a moment, we check a couple of other important stories about your pets here. Good day.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
All right, Warren, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to say nothing but good things about cats. For example, here's a fat cat in Russia, lives in the Ural Mountains, 6-year-old cat, weighs 50 pounds, 27 inches long, has a 27-inch waist. Good God, the waist is as big as the cat is long. Has a 6-inch whisker span, eats 3 Frankfurters a day. Have a little bit of milk as well with the hot dogs. So, what, you ever see a cat that big? What's the biggest cat you ever saw?
Probably in the 30-pound range, you know. But, you know, people don't realize, and if you have a cat, the average cat weighs maybe 10 or 12 pounds, mm-hmm. not even, probably less than that. Yep. If they just add 2 pounds to that, that's 20% of the cat's weight. Can you imagine if we did that to a 50-pound cat, unless it's some rare breed of cat from Siberia that I don't know about, is way, way overweight, and they have the same problems as people. In fact, I just recently did an interview with a woman who specializes in rehabilitation for obesity. Cats and dogs. It's a big problem. Number one problem vets see in the country is canine and feline obesity. Get them in shape.
Stop feeding them so much and let them run around. All right, Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund.org. All right, take care of the dogs and the cats down in Louisiana through Warren's nonprofit. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein here in Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.